From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands-on radio daily news and weather report for Monday, July 28th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, July 25th through Monday, July 28th. Michael Ryan reported in the Daily Mail, residents of the town of Windham have begun the process of deciding how the town should spend a $3 million grant from the New York Rising Community Reconstruction Program. The funds awarded were part of a federal effort to assist areas hit hardest by Tropical Storm Irene and Hurricanes Lee and Sandy. A local committee has been formed to gather public input and to help prepare a final spending plan for presentation to the state. The projects to be considered are expected to focus on elements such as infrastructure, housing, economic development, health and social services, and natural and cultural resources. The second in a series of the committee's four public sessions will be held August 13th at the Municipal Building in Hensonville. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential. The Daily News reported Sunday, July 27th, seven families, including two from Rochester, will file the second legal challenge to the state's teacher tenure status, Monday, July 28th. The families are backed by the Partnership for Educational Justice, an organization founded by former CNN journalist Campbell Brown. A group of New York City parents filed the state's first teacher tenure lawsuit in Staten Island Supreme Court in early July. The education advocacy group Alliance for Quality Education blasted the action, calling the lawsuits bogus. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Chatham Town Board has approved spending nearly $10,000 on a survey of the area leading up to the Albany Turnpike Bridge off of Route 295 in East Chatham. The survey is a follow-up to aerial photos outlining ideas for a redesigned, safer intersection leading to the bridge. The bridge was replaced by CSX Transportation last year. Several residents subsequently complained of limited visibility of vehicles approaching the bridge, especially from the incline that brings traffic off Route 295. The town will not see the results of the survey for several months. Adam Clayton reported in the Register Star, the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition announced the launch of an informational website Friday, July 25th. The coalition is made up of various organizations and municipalities potentially affected by the state's plan to upgrade power lines through Columbia County. The site, hvsec.org, presents a variety of information, including events, maps, and news updates. Organizations and municipalities opposed to Governor Andrew Cuomo's State Energy Highway Blueprint plan to expand and upgrade power lines in the state united to form a coalition to pool resources in January. Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for Monday, July 28th. Isolated and scattered thunderstorms are expected. Locally heavy rainfall will occur with some storms possibly resulting in flooding of low-lying and poor drainage areas. There is a chance that some storms could become strong to possibly severe. The main threat will be for damaging winds. Today's showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Mostly cloudy with a high near 77, the chance of precipitation is 70%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 56. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 76. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. And Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 5:45 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:18 p.m. with the length of the day being 14 hours and 33 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 28th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.